Found by Karen Kingsbury. The story was more than any reporter could resist. A knife-wielding stalker with the delusional belief that she was married to the famous actor Dane Matthews. The accusation that the same crazy woman had jumped from the dark shadows of Paradise Cove in an attempted murder of an associate of Dane's. The rescue of that associate by Dane. The photos that showed him and an unknown woman kissing near the beach earlier that night. And the fact that no one had ever been able to identify her. Never mind that it was just a deposition. A crew of news vans and photographers surrounded the entrance to the Los Angeles Superior Court this January morning, hoping for a glimpse of the star they couldn't get enough of. Dane Matthews sat in the back seat of the rented black Suburban. His attorney, Joe Morris, was driving.
They're out in full force.
Joe turned the SUV into the parking lot.
They love a good story.
Today's newspaper lay on the seat beside Dane, and he picked it up. His publicist had spoken with the media and put quite a spin on the facts. The article read, Dane Matthews and his unnamed associate will appear in court this morning to give depositions in the case against stalker Margie Madden. Dane chuckled to himself. Katie was coming into court half an hour after him, and she was hardly a mere associate, though that's what the media and the police had believed about Katie since the beginning. An associate helping him scout out a location for an upcoming film. Since Katie was an unknown, and since they didn't need to release her name until the trial, no one had to know that she was an actress, or that she'd turned down the lead role in Dream On, or that she lived...